Okay, let's dive into today's podcast. I was thinking about the title for this one, You Are Not Special, because I think it's really important. The more I speak to those out there with ADHD, dyslexia, different neurodiversities, one of the things, you know, I keep hearing the same thing. People keep telling me special, but I don't feel it. But sometimes I feel it, and I want to just talk to that and speak to it, because I think there are some misconceptions out there and I want to share my view on it. So let's dive into today's podcast. Okay, the word special, it has so many different meanings, right? You know, some people were put in special ed or special classes at school to help them out, but all the other kids didn't see them that way, did they? Wasn't a good thing. If you had a parent like mine, my mother always told me I was special all my life in a positive way, and that I was unique, and you know, I had, you know, all this ability and I can do anything I want. She really built me up to believe that, which was good in a way. I was in a different English class. I don't know, I can't actually remember what they called it, but it just meant we watched a lot of videos and rather than did a lot of reading. And so realistically, it just really played into my visual space rather than my the need to read. So that was really valuable, actually. In hindsight, it was great. At the time, I probably hated it. But this word special kind of followed me around. And the other word is unique. You know, I was kind of, with the way I thought, with the way my brain ran around and created things and did all this stuff and the ability it had when I got things right, made me really believe for majority of my life that I was special and I had a unique purpose and I was destined to greatness. Now, this sounds egotistical, maybe it sounds arrogant. You know, it felt like that at the time. I really thought I was destined for something great. And then every time my frontal cortex, my executive function, which is the word I'm looking for, probably my executive function, slowing that down, you know, when that would come up, I was really trying to find, you know, my way forward. But I was kind of, it would always put a spanner in the works. Every time I got a little bit closer to something, it felt like I got 5 steps further back. And, you know, there was still this thing in me going, I'm special. I have something to offer, something to give. But this kind of belief system around me that I had to be more, that I had to reach greatness to be worth something, was kind of stuck into that. And I see this a lot where there's so much going on in the mind of a neurodiverse person. Our minds don't stop. It's like they're always on edge. Now, we occasionally get a moment of peace, but a lot of the time it's just run, run, run. And I know for me, in my first 30-odd years, I was always chasing something to make me worthy or to make me prove my potential, which is my, everyone who's neurodiverse has some phrase they hate, and your potential is the one I hate the most. It's absolutely a horrible term, doesn't work for me, I don't like it. But that's what people kept telling me that I was trying to work towards. And, you know, in about 5-6 years ago, I came to this realization that I'm not special. I'm just me. Now, everyone in the world is unique. So there's actually nothing special about being unique. Everyone is different. We have a lot of similar patterns, but we're all different. So I kind of came to this understanding in my head that I'm nothing special. I'm just me. I don't have to be anything. There's no set path laid out in the stars that I have to achieve to be worthy. You know, there's no one other than me who really cares about this stuff. It's usually my own internal competition, fighting with myself to get somewhere that I sometimes don't even want to be at, chasing this special star in the sky to make myself feel good enough. When I kind of realized that that's what I'd been doing, and don't get me wrong, we all like to think this stuff happens with a click of a you know, your click of your fingers, this great realization happens, life changes, it's amazing. You know, I was watching a, you know, on a side note, because that's how my brain works, I was watching, we went and saw Hamilton, the show on Broadway, they brought it over to New Zealand, went and sat in the audience, watched it, loved it, and it was such an interest, such a great way to display history, made it interesting. But I was watching it, and it was quite a long play, a couple of good few hours, and you're watching the story of a guy's life from as a kid all the way through it, and they've basically boiled it down to the best bits over 2.5 hours. And when you watch 2.5 hours of the best bits of someone's life, and it's played to tell a certain story, it's always going to look amazing. Like, it looks like this guy had a life that was just, you know, not easy, but he was destined for greatness from day one, and he pushed out and he beat all the odds and he did all this stuff. But I'm sure if you went back into those times, the amount of hard days he went through, the months if not years of pain for him to actually get through it, I don't think he felt special or unique in a lot of those points. He was probably wondering, has he lost his mind? Should he be doing it? Is he, he'd have had all of the self-doubt, all of the challenges we all have. And the reason I point that story out is many of us have this overblown ego at some point in our lives. And maybe you're past it at this point. Maybe you don't agree with me. Maybe you're stuck in it. Wherever point you're at, the realization that no one is special, no one is any better than anyone else. You are who you are. And you will change, you will grow, you will adjust, things will work, things won't work. It's a real calming moment in the chaos of life. And it was one of the things that when I got over that time in my life of thinking I had to do something because I was special, or I had to do something to prove others wrong, you know, using that as a fuel, at times may have actually given me energy to keep going, don't get me wrong, but did it lead to an outcome that added value to my overall life? And my answer is no. Since I've gotten away from that, since of realizing I'm one of the amazing humans on this planet, which we all are in certain ways, like I've allowed myself to take a break from being the chosen one. You know, and this is all in my mind. You know, our minds are so powerful that they create these belief systems. And to think that I was, you know, something out there, something, someone needing to be something, something destined. You know, I used to think that was a good thing. I used to rest my hat on it. I used to push through with it. But as I continued, it didn't really help me move forward. Since coming back, and you know, when you realize you're not special, you kind of think, oh, it sounds like a letdown, right? Is it letting down your confidence? Is it letting down your abilities? My thing would be no. It basically allows you to be more humble and realize, you know, you can learn from others. To be more humble and realize you don't have to go as quickly as you normally thought you did to get somewhere you don't need to go. You know, I know this is a bit of a different podcast, but I think it's really important. I think there's a lot of people out there, you know, and kids, adults, teenagers, that have this fight in them, this kind of dyslexic fight where we want to be something, we want to show off, we want to be more than we are. We want someone to respect us based on our actions. And to a point, that can be valuable. But also to a point, it can be painful. And it can lead us going down pathways we don't need to. I always remember a mentor I had in business, and he said, if I had known what I know today 10 years earlier, I would have done a lot of things differently. And I think that's what this podcast is about, is making sure the people out there, wherever you are in life, you know, don't hold yourself on a pedestal that has to be a certain way, that has to build a masked identity to be that special character out there that's different from everyone else. Because it's a very lonely place. It can hurt relationships. It can hurt a lot of things. Yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Sit on that. if that's of value to you. I'll be back next week. I've got a couple of good coping strategies to pull out of my pocket. Have an epic rest of your week.